Om Shanti. As in the morning we all decided that we will sit in Baba's remembrance 10 minutes for the sake of our loving Dadiji. And I was noticing down from the Murli that how Baba was clarifying it, that children, those who remember Baba, Baba will remember them. Those who are doing any service for Baba, Baba always giving sakash to them. And it is automatically that Dadi's stage attracts everyone, that all decided to sit in Baba's remembrance at least 10 minutes to spare this yoga time to our loving Dadiji. And Baba teaching us how to give sakash. How easy it was when Baba was explaining in the Murli, and I was depicting at that time one picture of that point. That Baba is point, I am point, connecting myself with that point. And whatever power I am driving from Baba, it goes to this point, the soul of Dadiji. Only 3 points, if we have in our consciousness, then it will be very easy to get power and to give power. Automatic process will be going on. At that time, there is no need even to forget our body or the body of Dadi, because in our thoughts, there is very clear picture that now, especially 10 minutes, whatever I am getting from Baba, I am giving to Dadi. So Baba teaching us how to give sakash. If there is any time, any soul needs from us. And actually, it is the time that each and every soul wants the help, which help one cannot derive from any human being. It's only the Baba who is ocean of all powers. He can shower his all powers to each and everyone. So as soon as I came, I was thinking of that period when we were with Brahma Baba and Mama. In the beginning, it was not fixed time to sit and remember Baba. It was the time at any time, wherever you are, you belong to Baba. Have connection with Him, get power and empower yourself. No doubt at that time when it was Yajna, and many children surrender their life in this Yajna, then Almighty Baba used to send the messages through the trans messenger, and especially giving the names of some souls, that this soul, making a group, will sit for special meditation to get power from Baba. And those souls which Baba selected, mainly they were the equal effort maker souls. Sometime full night, the program came, sit in Baba's remembrance from 10 to 10, from 12 to 4. Like that, Baba was giving the program. But it was not fixed time that 4 o'clock in the morning we all should wake up, and 4:45 it is the time specially to get blessings from Baba. I know when this time was started in this yajna, first Baba exact 4 o'clock starts sitting on the gaddi. And all the children, 5 minutes before Baba, gather in the hall, history hall, and Baba himself sitting on the gaddi and giving meditation to his children. When all children heard this news that these days Baba specially giving time to give meditation to his children himself, so many children want to come at that time to get that experience, and I was also one of them. When I came, very quickly I came to Baba, and what was at that time, how we were sitting in yoga, 5 minutes before we all gather in the hall, and exact four o'clock, Baba sat on the gaddi, and few minutes, Baba giving drishti to all the children. Very powerful drishti, and everyone sitting in a very alert stage, that it is the opportunity to get direct power from the Supreme or from the Bap Dada. And after giving drishti, after some time, Baba stands. And Baba stands, all the children also stood. And then again Baba start giving drishti to everyone. Then after some time, Baba come out from the class. And all the children come out from the class and they stand, and Baba stand on the last stair of the history hall. He stand on the stair and start giving drishti to all those who are standing in front of Baba. After a few minutes, this exercise, then Baba start moving from Pandav Bhavan towards the Naki Lake. So Baba in front and all the children back with Baba used to go slowly and slowly in Baba's remembrances. And near that minister's cottages, there was a little platform, still it is there, but not in that condition. It was a little platform was there, and only one light was there, otherwise there was no other light, street light was. And Baba used to stand on that platform, and all the children stand before Baba, and getting drishti from Baba. Total from 4 o'clock up till now, silence, maybe everyone is walking. Even then, the atmosphere was very silent. Because it was the power of Baba, and also children specially curious to get that deep experience. They were also maintaining their own stage. And after giving some time, drishti, standing, Baba standing, children were standing, and then Brahma come down from that platform and start moving towards home. We all children with Baba start moving towards home. Reaching home, Baba giving drishti to all, that enter in his room, and all the children moving towards their own places. So in the beginning, when 4 o'clock yoga starts, Baba was not continuously sitting and giving meditation. Baba was at that time teaching the children, as he is mentioning in the Murli, while you are sitting, while you are standing, while you are moving, children, do practice to have connection and communion with the Father. So this was the practice which Baba gave in the beginning, and slowly it was changed, and we start to sit from 4 o'clock to 4:45. Like that everything start changing. So in the beginning, Baba himself starts that children should come exact in time and start meditating. Second thing which I was thinking, that Baba used to take us towards Naki Lake sometime, or towards minister cottages sometime. But he want to teach us something at that moment also. In India, very famous cities, that when Sri Krishna was playing the flute, at that time, cows stopped grazing the grass and start seeing towards Krishna and listening the flute. And Baba used to tell us, children, it will not be like this, that the animal cow start listening the flute and stop grazing the grass. It was not the animal. They were you children who are the human cow who are eating the grass of knowledge. And after churning over the grass of knowledge, start giving this knowledge like a milk to others, so that others listening that knowledge will become powerful. So showing this example, Baba show us a practical example. So once Baba was taking us towards Naki Lake, near the home, when we start walking with Baba, Baba asked, I am the caretaker of you, the cows. When that person who is looking after the cow, when he is taking the cow, what do you think? That person moving ahead of the cows or the back of the cows? So everyone gave the answer, he will be remaining back and cows remain in front. Then Baba told, today you all will come in front and I will go back. So we all were, Baba was in front going and we all were following Baba. But Baba stopped there and we all start moving ahead of Baba and Baba became back. And then Baba stopped, okay, move towards Naki. When we start moving, Baba start giving few versions of knowledge. You imagine if at the back Baba is speaking something, then what will be the stage for all those who are in front? They all start seeing towards Baba back and stop talking among themselves and try to listen what Baba is saying. At that time, Baba told children, you understand it now. You are the human cow. When you listen, Baba's murli is going on the back. You stop talking among yourself and start listening what Baba is speaking. And your neck is behind, you are moving in front. So you should try to understand all these stories which meet in bhakti. These were the stories of you children. It was the function, it was the action which I performed in previous kalpa. Those stories are recited in bhakti, and now practically everything is going on. So in such a way, Baba with a practical example, sometime telling us that how in bhakti these pictures are created, but these pictures are created only when you perform the action in this action field. Thirdly, I was remembering that once Baba told that I want to feed my children with the cow milk. So Baba arranged some cows there so that all the children will be getting the milk. But you must be knowing that the hill station cows are not giving much more milk. They used to give very little milk. And so many cows were there, but it can't serve the purpose that everyone will be given the milk. So Baba asked one child that go to Sirohi. It was near Mount Abu, near Abu Road, and purchase one such cow which will give more milk. So one brother went there and he purchased one cow. After 2-3 days, cow was not there in yagya. That brother who used to take the cow for grazing in the garden or anywhere outside, he told Baba, the cow which few days before we purchased have lost, and I am not getting that cow anywhere. Baba told, go in the jungle and see. Some cows are having the habit to sit near the water. Some cows are having the habit sitting beneath the tree. Some cows are having habit sitting in the little cave. So you go and search anywhere, because the cow must be here in the jungle. So after searching, he came to Baba. Baba, nowhere I can search that cow. Then Baba told that child, go to that person from whom you have purchased this cow and inquire from the master and ask from him what will be the habit of your cow so that we can search the cow in that place. So brother went to the master and asked the master, from 2 days we have lost your cow and I only have come to inquire you, can you suggest us what will be the habit of your cow? If sometime cow likes one thing, other cow likes other thing, what your cow like, so that we will search the cow in that place. Then master immediately gave the response that only today in the morning that cow has reached to me. You can imagine Mount Abu, from Mount Abu, Abu Road, and from Abu Road, one station far from Abu Road, Siroid Station. And cow reached there. It takes 2 days to reach there. And brother came to Baba and told all the history that Baba Ko is there with the master. Then in the class Baba told, my sweet children, some children start saying, Baba, we want to remember you but we forget. Sometime long period we forget to remember you. Sweet children, animals are much more better than you. See, this cow cannot forget the master. Coming here, go back to the master after passing 2 days distance from here to his master's home. And she cannot live here. And you are the human beings. Having such an intellect, you are saying, Baba, we forget you. Even the animal cannot forget the master, and you children are forgetting the master. So in such a way, Baba was used to tell us and make it easy by giving us such inspiring examples of some animal also. I know, once my Laukik father was riding over the horse. There is in place Nainital here in India. And horse is having round of 1 pound and coming back. So father was alone riding over the horse and went 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hour passes. Horse has not come back. And it was night. So we inquire from the master that our father has not come back. And he went only for 1/2 hour and 2 hours has passed. Then master immediately understand. He told, don't worry, wait for few minutes. Because my horse exactly this time used to go to home. Maybe the time was over and horse has taken him his own home. Or really when master went, father was in the home of the horse, where the horse was living. He cannot have the round of the pond at that time because it was the time of the horse to reach back to the home. So sometime Baba was giving us the example, children, when you are saying, Baba, we forget you, you try to understand, even the animal, even the birds are not forgetting their home and their master, and you children are giving complaint of your own that we forget the home and we forget the master. So when Baba explaining us at that time, Baba's versions inspire us, but immediately after some time again and again we forgetting it. Therefore Baba is insisting us, children, There is no need to do any hard effort. Only you have to pay attention. That whom I belong to and which is my home. If you understand that my home is that home where my Baba is living and I belong to Father Supreme, then you cannot forget the Father and the home from where you have come back. So you children have to remind yourself again and again. Third example which I want to tell you, maybe some of you have heard it. Baba used to give sakash to the souls of the world. I was narrating my own experience sometime. Once I decided that before going into the class, I will first go to Baba's room and say him good morning, then I will go to the class. So early morning, I make up ready myself and went into the room of Baba. Baba's room was like that little wooden path was there. I have to cross it and go there in Baba's room. I enter into Baba's room and I found that Baba was sitting on his bed and lying his legs down, and there was very little red light in the room. Baba was sitting in such a state as if he was sitting on the bed, but really it was only the body which was there, but Baba was not there. So it was my stage. I don't want to hindrance in the stage of Baba to go ahead. So I thought if I go ahead, this will disturb Baba. And if I go back, this will also disturb Baba. So what I will do? Because I enter into the room, no, I cannot proceed towards Baba and cannot go back. So I was standing in a fluctuating state of my mind. After little time, Baba shook his neck and indicating to come to me, not speaking anything, only by the neck, he was inviting me. And very slowly and slowly, I went to Baba. Baba raised his hand and shake my only one finger. It is as if shaking hand, not fully hand, but only he was shaking my one finger. Then start seeing towards me. And very slowly asking me, "Child, did you sleep at night?" I told, "Yes, Baba," very nicely. Because at that time there were so much mosquito, because greenery and greenery was all around. Only little part of that land was constructed. Rest part was the mountain and the greenery. So sisters at night used to come in everyone's room and giving such like perfume that can save the person from the biting of the mosquito. So I was thinking at that time, maybe Baba is asking me, "Did you sleep at night?" so that he want to inquire that mosquito are not disturbing me. So I told very nicely. Listening my answer, Baba told, children should not sleep nicely. I was stumped because I was not giving the answer. I slept, but I told I was sleeping nicely, Baba told. Then Baba told, child, this Baba sometime cannot sleep. Are you not listening the voice of those who are in a worryful stage, who are in a peaceless stage, who are in a wretched stage? They are leading a very poverty-stricken stage. Are you not listening? My children are not listening the voice of such like person who are in a great difficulty. And sometime this Baba sitting here listening the voice of such like people, and he is giving them the power sitting in one place. You children should also listen the voice of such people, and you can listen it only when there is mercy and kindness in your heart and love for each and every person of the world. If there is no kindness, no mercy, no love for the souls of the world, then your children cannot listen the voice of such like people who needed your help. And this Baba always having love, mercy and kindness for each and every soul. So I want to mention it that Sakar Baba was living in one place, but as if he is listening the voice of all and helping the souls, those who are needy souls, and giving them the Sakash. This was the service which Baba was doing at that time when he was in Mount Abu. When our centers start opening, then those children who used to do the services in those cities, they want to invite Baba in those cities. So first branch which was opened at that time, it was in Delhi. And there was the building which was in the area was named Kamla Nagar. And that building where our center was, it was on the second floor. First ground floor there was their factory. And the first floor they were living themselves. And on the second floor we were living, our center was going on. And the third floor, Jagdish Bhai's room was there. He was writing the books, etc. So sisters want to invite Baba, but how they can invite Baba in such a small home, and it is little bit up above and there was no lift system at that time. So one sister used to come in center. She belonged to the Sikh religion, but she was very pakka Brahman. Her husband didn't come in knowledge. She was having a big bungalow. So Dadis requested her that if you talk to your husband and he will allow us, for few days we will invite Baba in that bungalow. So wife having a great respect and husband having a great love for her wife, for his wife, so he allowed, okay, you can invite anyone you want to invite. So Baba was invited there in her home. So when Baba was there, it was but natural that Baba asked her, call your husband Baba first want to meet him. So husband also reached to Baba and pay his respect. After few days, he always used to sit in Baba's murli, because it was the respect that someone who is invited in his home and he has to come and give respect to listen the murli. So he was sitting. He come close to Baba in such a way. One day, he come to Baba and told Baba, I used to take wine, very light wine, 2 spoon only or 3 spoon of wine. Please allow me to take this wine. Baba told child, Father has come to make you the sovereign of the world. And for the sake of 3 spoon of wine, you are leaving the sovereignty of the world. Leave this 3 spoon of wine. He very lovingly and friendly told Baba, please Baba, from the childhood when I grown up little bit, 12 years of age, from that time I used to drink it. And it will not be possible for me to leave it. So Baba is not going to insist. Only Baba told him with a great love and respect, because he was not a student. He was not having that faith that God has descended in this body. It was only with the respect and love of his wife. He was doing everything. As a guest came to someone's home, it is a duty for the host to welcome the guest. So he was listening, murli, doing everything. I want to tell you what will be the result. So Baba leave and Baba went, that's all. So after some time he left the body. When he left the body, his wife used to go to Mount Abu to offer bhog to him. At that time, the soul who left the body, they used to come in the trans messenger's body and accepting the bhog and sometime sharing something with those who belong to them. So Gulzar Dadi and I myself were living in that center at that time. So Gulzar Dadi once told, now you take this mother to Baba and she wants to offer bhog for her husband. So I went to with her. I was quite new in knowledge, not so old. And when bhog was, there was no hall at that time. Where the Ishu Didi's office is outside, there was the little place, that was the classroom. So 12 o'clock, bhog was offered. Baba and Mama both were sitting in one side. Trans messenger was sitting in one side. And I think 8 sisters were in one side, 3-4 brothers were on other side. Like this we were sitting and offering bhog to Baba. Within a little time, trans messenger come back. So I was seeing very quickly she came back. She told Baba, Baba, send me back, because this brother for whom this bhog is offered, he never used to eat anything which is made of this oil. He always used to eat desi ghee, pure ghee. So Baba sent me back and told me, first prepare everything with desi ghee, pure ghee, then Baba will offer this bowl to this person. So she came back. I think within 15-20 minutes, Bholi Dadi prepared the little bit potato, a little puri, 2-3 very quickly with desi ghee. Then everything was ready and again trans messenger went and offered bhog. And this mother always thought that my husband used to come in the body of trans messenger so that I will meet him every year. So he came. And I was also sitting with her in front. So as he came in the trans messenger's body, he started weeping in such a way that I heard only that as if rain like that tears were coming. Such a tear start coming out from his eyes. And why he is weeping? I didn't know anything because I was quite new at that time. And when he start weeping, then Baba take him, embrace him, and wash his tears with his own handkerchief and saying, "Child, when I was suggesting you, you were ignoring it. Why now you are weeping? Sweet child, now there can nothing be done. What has happened, has happened. Don't weep." Like that Baba was loving him, but with a great loveful Baba. On one side he is giving him love. On one side he is offering him that food which he used to eat. This was the love which he was expressing. But on other hand, he was the quite real judge. Whatever act he had performed, accordingly, he has to get the return of that. Now, there is no need to shed tears or to repent. So I was seeing that how there was the balance in Baba, as Baba told us, law and love, they should be balanced. So sometime when we are seeing that Baba suggesting us, don't do this, children do this, children don't eat this, eat like this. But sometime due to our own hunger, our own, I can say that lust, our greed, we are accepting those things. Are accepting that way which Baba not allow us, but we are ignoring it. So that scene which I have seen, so I was always reminding that scene that how Baba is on one side loveful supreme, but on the other side a great loveful supreme. So this was one scene which I have seen. So Baba was having a great love and respect for Mama. No doubt Sakar Baba is the chariot of Brahma Baba, but Baba having the love for the mother. I know once Mama was at some service in some other city. And Mama was coming after doing the service to Mount Abu. And those days were the rainy days. Baba called one brother who was the responsible person of the construction work. Baba told him, "Child, in the morning, World Mother, after doing a great service of the humanity, is coming back. And there is so much rain here. Can you construct a temporary shed so that World Mother's car will stay here and she will not become wet?" He told Baba, "Within few hours, it will not be possible to construct a temporary shed." And Baba told, "I myself will help you to construct this temporary shed. Child, you know, she is the World Mother. She is a loving mother. And she is coming after doing a service, having such a great regard and love for Mama." And within that night, that temporary shed with the tin was constructed. And Mama came in the morning. And Baba himself standing outside his home for receiving the mother. It was Baba who was doing everything for teaching his children how to give respect to the elders. How you behave with the elders. How your attitude should be towards the elders. So if Baba will show his own example, then it will become very easy for the children to follow it. Sometime I am giving this beautiful example which once Baba gave, because Shiv Baba is giving us the knowledge. But Brahma Baba, who is such a wise person, I can say at that time, with that wisdom, with that personality, he understands what Baba wants to say. Baba, Shiv Baba is reciting Murli. We all children were listening the Murli. And Brahma Baba was always telling us, in between, when you were listening the Murli, I also listened the Murli. Because Baba spoke through this mouth. And these ears are listening it. And when Baba listened the Murli, he was churning over the Murli. And making each and every point of the Murli so easy, so that children will very easily can digest it. As once one example Baba gave, we all have seen that sparrow, when feeding their child, how they are feeding their children. They take the food in her own mouth and then grinding it, making it such a light, then with her own beak, she is putting that grain into the mouth of the child to sustain the child, to feed the child. Similarly, Baba was listening Murli and we were also listening Murli. But how Baba was churning over that Murli and making each and every point so easy so that we children will listen it and digest it. It is the great part which Brahma Baba played at that time. It was not that Shiv Baba was giving the knowledge. Shiv Baba was giving the knowledge, no doubt, But to make the knowledge easy, to understand it easily, with his own examples, Baba sometimes feeding with that diet to his children. And sometime we have seen when sparrow, seeing her child has grown up little bit, with her beak, she put the child outside from the nest, and when child come down, what she is doing for making him capable of flying? She start jumping before the child. And when she start jumping, seeing the sparrow mother jumping before the child, child after little time start jumping before the mother. If not one day, after 2 days, he start jumping. She teaches how she fly. And after some time, I have noticing down this, therefore with the experience I am telling you, after some time, how the mother sparrow spreading her feather and like that and start jumping. Seeing the mother, the child also, because wings are there, but child didn't know how to fly. So seeing the mother, he also start doing like that and his wings start spreading and he start flying. Similarly, sometime Baba was mentioning us, children, today Baba speak with Shibaba. And I spoke in such a way Baba was listening me. Children, tears start coming into my eyes. How loving and how powerful my father is. Children, do ever tears start coming in your ears? Do you have such a love with such a father who has descended in such an impure world where everyone is crying for removing their sorrow and suffering? Children, this Baba, sometime becoming such a merciful that as our father has come to change this world, how I will go street to street and giving this message, beating the drum everywhere, and I will give the message to each and every one. Awaken, God has come. He has come to give you your inheritance. Children, do you ever have such a thought in your mind? This Baba was having such a thought so many times that I will go street to street to beat the drum, to give the message. But Shiv Baba is in this body. He cannot take him everywhere. Children, you should do this service. So in such a way, Baba was teaching us how we should become loveful and merciful, how we should get the message of Baba and spread this message all around the world that Benefactor Supreme has come to take us back home after making us pure. This was the experience which today sister told me. I told that I am not habitual of speaking much more English. I can't give more classes. And she told many classes everyone has heard. No, tell them your experience with Baba and Mama. So I accepted it. And I am happy that I will share this experience with all of you. And one experience, because time is going. No, it is the 12 o'clock. Song will be going on, then I will stop. and one experience that once Baba asked me, "Child, what is your name?" And I smiled, because this was the name which Baba himself gave me. And Mama first time called me by this name. So Baba asking me, "What's your name?" So I smiled and I didn't give the answer. Again Baba asked me, "Child, what's your name?" Then I thought I should give the answer. So I told Baba, "Chakradhari." Then Baba asked me, "What do you think? Baba is Chakradhari?" I thought, I am Chakradhari and Baba will also be the Chakradhari. It's not nice. So I told, "No, Baba is not Chakradhari." Then Baba told, "Baba is not Chakradhari." I thought it is wrong that I am saying not Baba is not Chakradhari. I told, "No, Baba is also Chakradhari." Then Baba told, "Baba is Chakradhari." Then again I thought, what answer I will give? Then Baba told me, "Child, Baba is Supreme Chakradhari. So let us go to Supreme Chakradhari, our beloved one." Om Shanti. I don't know what will be the next program, because it was said to me. Because it was said to me from 11 to 12 only. If you have the time, I can tell something. Class 12 baje tak mujhe to kaha gaya tha. So sisters suggesting me that I will tell something about Mama. So I can say that Mama was the first source of inspiration for me, because I was having a great love with Mama. In my Laukik home, my father never allow me to live in the center. So Mama was at that time in Delhi, and I went to Mama about 2 o'clock, and Mama was sitting in her room after taking her lunch. Then Mama told me, "You take rest. After that, you come to me." And I went to Mama and told Mama that, "Mama, my Laukik father don't allow me to live in the center, but I have to decide my life and I want to live in the center. I have studied, completed my study, and he want to do some training and want to make me busy in any service." And father was having a great respect and love for Mama. Maybe he was not so interested in knowledge, but having love for Mama, because Mama used to come daily and Mama, father met her, and also he specially came to meet her here in Mount Abu. So it was the grace of Mama that Mama talked to my father and asked him that, "What do you have decided for our Chakradhari?" Because this name was given to me by Baba, but first time Mama called me by this name. I was not in knowledge. My mother was in knowledge. And only 2 days before I start listening the knowledge. And it was that I write letter to Baba at that time from my home, not telling anyone that I am writing letter to Baba. Because mother, I start giving the experience, then I will tell you what I was telling. Mother always used to say, "God has descended on this earth." But I was a great bhagat, doing 3 times bhakti, offering bhog so much time. But I didn't accept it easily that God has descended. And I was having a great faith that if God will come on the earth without meeting me, he cannot go back. This was my great faith in heart. So whenever she was saying me, "God has descended, God has descended." So once I was sitting, offering bhog to my God, to whom I was believing God, Sri Krishna by the name Sri Chakradhar. At that time thought came to me, all the time Mummy is saying that God has come. If he had come and after performing his task he will go back, then I have to repent. So my duty is to inquire, is it really God has descended? So I take the address from one calendar which was lying at our home and I write down letter to Baba. Only giving the introduction of my mother, because at that time my mother was known as a Yajna mother. Those sisters who are looking after centers very much, they were called Yajna Mother. So Baba knew her well. So I gave the instance, example of my mother, that I belong to this lady and my age is this, I am studying this like that. I am believing that God, Krishna, whom by the name of Chakradhar I believe, God. And if he will come, without meeting me, he cannot go back. But mother always saying that God has descended, God has descended. If really you have descended, you write down to me that you have descended. Only then I will believe, otherwise I will not believe God. So it was my letter. Afterwards, I listened that letter was read in the class also. And second day, Baba gave the answer. And that letter reached to my home. one page it was the letter of Baba. Very few words, but very loving and touching words. In those words, it was one line was that Father has come, Baba has come to make you Chakravarti, the sovereign of the world. Child, you are the Chakradhari and Baba has come to make you the Chakravarti. You send me the picture of your beloved, of your lover, to whom you love in bhakti. Like that Baba told, you are the Chakradhari and Baba has come to make you the Chakravarti. This was the line. And Baba has come. These were also the line in that letter. So 2 days before I read this, I never used to go in the center before that. So my mother told in the center that my daughter received the letter from Baba. No one believed it because at that time it was the system. That letter by the center goes to Baba and the answer reached to the center and then everyone can get that answer. But I didn't know anything of the system and custom of this institution. So from the home I sent the letter and at home I reached the answer of the Baba. So after 2 days, when Mama was making herself ready to go somewhere, I asked from her, where you are going? She told, our Mama has come from Mount Abu. I am going to meet her. Then I asked her, can I accompany you? She told, if you wish, you can accompany. Because she never compelled me. She always telling me everything, but never compelling me. So when I asked, I can accompany you, she told, it's your desire. If you wish, you can come. So I went with Mommy to Mama. And 2-3 sisters were already in Mama's room because Mama was ready for coming in the class. But before coming in the class, such ladies were in the room and I also with my locking mother went in Mama's room. Mama was standing for coming in the class. So 2 sisters were already there, 3rd was Mama and my locking mother, then I was. Those 2 mothers start embracing Mama very lovingly. Then my mother also embraced Mama very lovingly. I think it is the system of this institution to embrace a person. So I also approach to Mama and want to embrace. So Mama hold me from both the shoulders, giving me loveful drishti and saying, our Chakradhari has come today. My name was not Chakradhari. It was Baba has written it. You are Chakradhari and Baba has come to make you Chakravarti. And Mama also heard this letter which was there, someone has read there in the class. So Mama recognized me because I gave the example of my mother which used to come in the center. So Mama recognized me because I was standing with my mother. So Mama gave me this name, Chakradhari. As soon as I come outside from Mama's room, and there were 2 sisters already who listened this name, speaking by the Mama, and they start me introducing other sisters. She is Chakradhari. She is daughter of such and such, Rajrani. My mother's name was Rajrani. She was the daughter of Rajrani. She is Chakradhari. So all those who heard my name Chakradhari, from that time my name was Chakradhari. So Baba write down, Mama call me and name became Chakradhari. No one knows my previous name what it was. I came in the center, even then I was known by the name Chakradhari. Even now my Laukik relatives are also called me by the name Chakradhari, not by other name. So I was telling that it was Mama who talked to my father that what you have decided for our Chakradhari. And Laukik father told Mama, she is not doing anything at home because at home there is no need to do something. And in the center there is need to do everything with their own hands. And she can't accommodate in such a situation. So I don't believe that she will live in the center. She can live in the center. So Mama told very tactfully that for 4 weeks you give him the leave. You will see she can accommodate there or not. We will see that she can accommodate or not. And she herself will see that she can accommodate there or not. So father kept quiet, didn't speak anything. After 1 month passed, I asked my father, because it was the time when Gulzar Dadi ji and Jagdish brother was living there in Kamla Nagar center. And one sister who was living there, she was going somewhere else in other center. I only went to meet Gulzar Dadi. And Gulzar Dadi on that day, putting her hand in my neck as if as a friend, bringing me in her room and saying, Chakradhari, no, I am alone, is here with one sister who is looking after kitchen. Can you accompany me? And very lovingly, I told, yes, Dadi, I will accompany you. I will live with you. Then I told my father that you told to Mama, and Mama told you, and you kept quiet. And now it is the time that I am going in the center. Because you promised with Mama, and father told, I didn't promise. Before elderly one, human being should not speak anything, it will be nice. So I kept quiet. But for that, on that day, when I thought if I want to dedicate my life, it's the nice opportunity, good place and good inspiring source, why not I will recite today and go to the center. So I came to the center only for 4 weeks. Now I think more than 55 years have passed that I am living in the center, never go home. Only once I went at home. I used to go home, but sometime I used to go home only for the sleeping purpose. Because at center I couldn't sleep much more time. Then Jagdish brother and Gulzar Dadi both, due to some reason, they came at home. Because I came at home in the morning and they came in the evening, if you want to go, let us go together. And my father complained to them, that how she is living in the center, I couldn't imagine. Here she is sleeping. So specially I used to go at home for sleeping purpose. So on that day, I told my father, next time I never live at your home for night. Because at night I sleep and you complained me to my elders. So I will never now come. I will come, but I will never sleep at your home. And I know that about 53 years, I never one day remain and sleep at home. So Baba's home, it was Mama who decided me, and I start living in the center. And Mama, I was not in knowledge. Before writing this letter even, one sister in neighboring house used to go to Brahma Kumaris, and once she told me, I am going to Brahma Kumaris. Today I am alone. Can you accompany me? So the sake of the friendship, I accompany her. When I went there, in the Kamalanagar center, Jagdish Bhai was there. Gulzardadi was also there. Jagdish Bhai told me, today, in our center, World Mother is coming. Can you decorate World Mother's room? And very happily, I didn't know who World Mother is, but very happily I accepted, I will decorate Mother's home. And he guided me that how she will sit on this place and how she will sleep on this place and put something like that. So they gave me everything and I decorated Mama's room. It was before my knowledge. And I always remembering that day when I decorated Mama's room, and that day also came in my life when Mama left the body and I was there in Madhuban Pandav Bhavan. Baba called few Kumaris, you come and sit near the body of Mama in Mama's room first for little while. So I was and with 2-3 Kumaris, other we were sitting there, and Baba gave us the instruction. The Mama was taken to the graveyard, but it is cremation ground. So only you Kumaris decorate that thing on which Mama was taken to the cremation ground. So first time I decorated Mama's room for welcoming Mama, and the last I decorated Mama's that place on which Mama was taken to a cremation ground. So these two were as if climax for me, that how our dear loving Mama, she was very loving. How she loved, that I cannot express by the words. But I want to mention few specialities of Mama, which brought Mama and which make him Mama. Our elderly dadis, I think Manohar Dadi or Vish Dadi, recited us some stories of this yajna. And one Dadi told us that Mama's Laukik mother and Mama's auntie used to come in knowledge. But Mama was studying in a school and she was very fond of singing, dancing, and very fond of fashion. Because her father was jeweler and she was very beautiful, whatever jewelry he made, first she was wearing it. So that beautiful person, if wear some beautiful thing, it increases the value of the thing. And Mama's Laukik sister was the master of stitching the cloths. So all the beautiful cloths, when she stitches, first Mama was wearing those cloths. And our dadis were telling us that Mama seems to be very unique in the school, because very beautiful ornament and very beautiful clothes, and her voice was so sweet. If anyone outsider listened that today Mama's song was going on in this school, people used to come to listen her. Her song and her dance, she was such a brilliant girl at that time in her school time. So Mama's mother and auntie used to go to Baba and they desire that how we can take this Mama, Om Radhe was her name. How we can take Om Radhe to Baba's satsang? So it was said that Mama was having two qualities, main qualities. One was respect for the elders. It was the one quality. And she never say no to the elders, having obeying nature. So Mama's mother and auntie planned that how we can take Mama to the Baba's home. She told Radhe, Baba used to give us such a beautiful knowledge. Coming back at home, we used to forget. Can it be possible that you accompany us to Baba? And whatever Baba will teach us, you write it down. And coming back at home, you remind us. As I told you, she was having two main qualities. Never say no, obey to the elder, respect for the elders. She told, yes. And she accompanied her mother and auntie. You can imagine if such a brilliant child whom Baba already knows, because in those days cities were very small and everyone knows everyone. And when she came specially, not for her own sake, she specially came for the sake of her mother and auntie. So Baba was speaking and she was very carefully listening and noting it down. You can imagine Baba's attention must be going to her. How attentively she is listening and how attentively she is writing it down. So after 2-3 days, Baba called her and told her that, Radhe, I can compose the song, but I cannot sing the song. Can you sing the song which I will compose? As I have told you, she was having two main specialities, respect and obeying. She cannot say no. She accepted it. So in this way, she comes so close to Baba. Whatever song Baba composing, Mama's voice was so sweet. With the help of this sitar, Mama used to sing the songs. In this way, Baba, after writing the songs, giving her the meaning, what is the meaning behind this song? And meaning was knowledgeful meaning. Even Mama personally coming close to Baba and learning every song and what's the meaning behind it, it gives inspiration for the knowledge to Mama. So I can say that Mama, in such a way, coming close to Baba, sometimes we Baba's children start thinking, we have not so many specialities, how we can proceed in our spiritual effort? How we can reach to our destination? I always inspired by these two qualities of Mama, which make her world mother and which can attain such a sovereign of the world. These two qualities are bringing the Mama so close to the destination. If we don't have much more values or qualities in our life, don't be worry of that. If you have one quality or two quality, but those qualities should be perfect in stage. They should not be little less. If two qualities anyone having in the life and those qualities are perfect, 100% qualities are there, and those two qualities can make a person full of all values or full of all qualities. This was the example of Mama. And how Mama was giving love to everyone. Sometime I was seeing so elderly one, so old people, They start crying even. Sometime in a trance they were seeing Mama as a Lakshmi. And coming to Mama, embracing her, loving her. Oh, our Lakshmi has come. Our Lakshmi has come. But Mama was as detached from everything. As Almighty gave the result that Brahma Baba will be going to become Sri Narayan and Mama will be going to become Sri Lakshmi, even then Mama always seeing Baba as my father. Or Baba always calling Mama by the name Mother, Mama. It is the present time. What's our relationship at the present time? And this was one example which I will tell you for clarifying this aspect. Once by the trans messenger, Baba sent the message that this person and this person will be the couple in the future. This person will become the male and this person will become the female in future. Like that result came for few sisters and brothers. After some time, their outlook, their attitude, their way of thinking, their way of seeing changed. They start seeing as my couple. She will be my wife. But it was Mama and Baba who was announced by God Himself that they are going to become Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. But always Mama was so strong, it was the future role which Baba has announced. But what role is no we have to play. And Mama perfectly playing the role with Baba as a father, and Baba was playing the role with Mama as a world mother. So how strong their stage was, and such a practical example inspiring everyone that living at home, everyone's attitude towards each other changed. And in Yajna, Gulzardadi's mother was there, but no one understands that she belonged to this mother and she is the daughter of this mother. It is afterwards when it was announced that she belonged to this and that belonged to that. But in Yajna, this was not the feeling to anyone. Everyone leading, there's such a divine life that we belong to one, none else. So it was the inspiration from Mama which we can get in our life. Om Shanti. Let us 2 minutes in Baba's remembrance. Thank you.